This is now continuing the satsang on November the 7th, Chandrakant Modi. On the journey from initial enlightenment to total enlightenment, once we receive knowledge, gnan, one becomes the knower and the seer. And so to just continue to observe, one attains total enlightenment. And so do we have, and in that process, what is the experience? So will you please explain? Yes, there will be experience on that train, in the post-Gnanvidhi train. We had heard it on the Astha channel. We watched you on TV. Okay, so on the TV channels, we are only talking about worldly interaction. So I want to know what is going on the inside after Gnanvidhi. What happens on the inside after Atmagnan to Keval Gnan means initial self-realization to absolute self-realization. In the Gnanvidhi, one becomes self-realized. That is, he becomes convinced. He has got the initial vision, darshan, pratiti. The wrong vision goes away and the right vision gets established. That the I am Michael goes away and the eternal element, I am pure soul, arises. And so there are three levels of words. There is a conviction, and the more he remains in the five agnas, then his awareness increases, jagruti increases. And that is where, so initially there is a darshan, there is a vision that I am pure soul. And then by doing the penance, when anger, greed, deceit, pride, when somebody hurts Michael, then there is a suffering, there is a reaction. At that time, if you settle it with equanimity, when you by doing penance inside, then the experience will arise. So from darshan it comes to the, from darshan then it comes to penance, and then there is the experience. And that experience of the gnan, as graded increase in, as the initial experience in the Gnanvidhi was an indistinct experience of self as capital, and then it, as the experience increases, then as it increases, one will come to the total experience of the self. It is a clear, distinct. Will there be any kind of worldly experiences during this? No. Those are called worldly. No, this has got nothing to do with experiences through my thoughts and body. And he says, this is now the experience of the self is that which we used to cause problems in worldly difficulties, like a death in the family, or something that is, or you know, like your only son is trying to drive you away from home, all worldly sufferings which before you used to suffer, now those circumstances will remain the same. However, there will be equanimity in it, there will be no suffering in it, and you will have an exact understanding and awareness of who is the sufferer, who am I, where is the resolution, who is the real doer. And that is called the experience of the self. That which used to make you experience suffering, now in the very same experience, the very same circumstances do not touch you, affect, do not keep you in equanimity, and that is called the experience of the self. It is the same, the effect is the same. He left one, the ignorant one has lost 500,000 and you lose 500,000 only. However, but you will be in equanimity, the other one is.
Divine
can you hear any kind of an Omkar Nad, or will you hear some kind of a divine experience through the five senses? Will you have a special connection with some celestial being? Are subtle experiences there which are beyond what you just stated? Are there in the path on the train of moksha after enlightenment? It may happen, it may not happen. There is not much value placed on it. But there is, when the one who does not want anything out of this worldly life, then his own bliss will keep on rising. He does not have any new veils covering him. He'll have new obstructions on him, and therefore he may even be able to see the celestial beings, and the celestial beings help such people a lot because these people do not want anything worldly out of them. But it is not something that is described by the worldly people. These people who have described all of these descriptions are people who have not been self-realized. It is a very simple equation. Will you not be able to see the junk inside your home if there is light? In the same way, when there is light of the self, you will be able to see your own mistakes. There is no miracles in self-realization. You will not see Om, you will not see lights, you will not see bells ringing. That's all relative. It has got nothing to do with the S capital self. And if somebody has done a lot of Omkar sadhana, somebody has been chanting Omkar for a lot. What will they hear? They begin with the Omkar Nath. Just as we begin with Gnanidhi, they do the Nada, the inner sound of Omkar. And so and they can hear the subtle Om within them. What is the connection between the two? What is the difference or the connection between the two? It says Omkar is nothing but the self of words only, whereas the real self is beyond words. And so if you need any external evidence to get an experience, it is relative, is it not? It's not real, is it? The self is absolutely independent and does not need any external evidence. So therefore, if you are dependent on if your voice is correct, then you can say when your voice is, and he may carry it on for 2-3 minutes. He'll say, I had such a great experience, everybody else is impressed too. What difference does it make? Why do you need the support of your throat? Even if it's happening without the verbal sounds, it is nothing but a miracle of the chit only. And the chit is of the non-self complex. Somebody says, I saw Lord Krishna. Somebody will say, I saw Shiva, Lord Shiva. All of those things, nothing but just miracles of the chit only. It is not an experience of the self. It is a vision. It is not the seer of the vision. When this vision will fall on the seer, then the real S will awaken. Those are temporary. Those are dying. They are time dependent. When the seer is eternal, and the seer is the important one here, and that is the experiential knowledge. Everything else is temporary. This body is constantly changing. And then there are chakras. There are about six. When you meditate, when you concentrate and focus on different chakras, then it is the chit. The ego is focusing on a chit number. This chit number. This. I am doing this, and he focuses on that, and then he generates those energies from within, and then he says, the experiencer, who are you? Then he says, I am Chandulal, and I am the experiencer. In other words, if you say, who are you doing? Who are you experiencing this? He'll say, I am Michael, the one who is doing the Kundalini awakening. So he has got, he is on the wrong plane altogether, is he not? He is in the awareness of the body only. The awareness of the self is absolutely separate and beyond the experience of the non-self complex. So when the real seer comes into the experience, then you have experience. Now, and she says that I will give you the knowledge that will give you the 24-hour samadhi, where you will not be affected by adi, vyadi, or upadi, externally induced difficulties, physical difficulties, or mental difficulties. Then what is this Advaita samadhi, Nirvana samadhi, Brahmalin samadhi? What are all these worldly samadhis that are used? What is the connection of all of these Brahmalin samadhi? Samadhi means, Adi means, simplest meaning is, even when there is physical problems, mental problems, and externally induced difficulties, you are absolutely unaffected. Even when there is a heart attack, your samadhi does not leave. And that is worldly samadhi, where the other one is nothing but worldly samadhi. That which is dependent on external evidences is worldly samadhis. They are not samadhis of the self. They are not in the dictionary of the... It is based on the... It is, so Vyadi is physical difficulties, Adi is mental difficulties, and Upadhi is externally induced difficulties. And when these three are going on and you are absolutely unperturbed, unaffected within, and so wrong understanding gives you a Samadhi, and right understanding, you capital, will give you some Adi in the state of equanimity, unaffectedness, totally unaffectedness. And so he says, and this is worldly samadhi. The true samadhi is, even as you're talking, even as you're fighting with someone, that you are absolutely aware and accepted. The sun may die, and he's totally. So that means, does it come through the awareness? Yes, he should be the true knower of the self. To know that which is to be known is Gnan. So there is Gnata, means the knower. The known will never finish. When you become the knower of the knower, then you have attained it. What is Kaivalya Gnan? Absolute knowledge. What is absolute knowledge? Absolute knowledge is, absolute knowledge means the expression of infinite knowledge. And Gnata Pad means he doesn't even miss one second of knowing. Yes, we are calling ourselves Gnata, the knower. And so then, yes. What is Nirvana in the Buddha terminology? That Nirvana of Buddha is different. Lord Mahavir's Nirvana is different from the Nirvana of Lord Buddha. Will you please? I don't want to go into an understanding. I want to understand it. And a little child will say, I'm number one, and then I passed college. So both of them are. The Lord Buddha was at the top layer of intellect. Lord Buddha, he came to the topmost layer of the intellect. And if he had just taken one more step, then he would have entered the realm of the self as capital. And then once you enter the realm of the self, then one becomes the absolute self. He became Buddham. He was called Buddha because he had came to the, but he has talked about Nirvana too. He says every body has been there. Who am I? The owner of the body is saying that I am free from this body. The owner of the body, Nirvana. So he's Deepak Bhai is describing a differentiation between Nirvana of Buddha and Nirvana of Lord Mahavira. Real Nirvana means all eight karma are dissipated. All eight form of karma, the four karma which are perishable, and the four karma which have to be suffered. When Gnan, this is Gnanavrini, Darshanavrini, Mohani, Antara, means the obstructing karma, the knowledge deluding karma, the vision deluding karma, and the bliss deluding karma. These all, when these go, and then the lifespan karma, the physical pain bearing karma, the status karma, and form karma, when all those dissipate, then that is called Nirvana. So the Nirvana of Lord Mahavir is totally different. So then Buddha said that he called Atma, the soul, Kshanik. He says the self is constantly changing every second. Whereas the Lord Mahavir called the eternal self as that which cannot be changed. That is that which is beyond time. That is what he called the self. So the Nirvana of Lord Mahavir was a very high level compared to Lord Buddha's. Whereas Lord Buddha was at the last layer of the intellect, whereas this one is, some people get lost in the multiple layers of intellect. The intellect has got so many layers, and on the highest level, if he had just gone one more layer above the layer of the intellect, then he would have entered the realm of the self, and then he will have to. Deepak Bhai says he still has time to attain absolute enlightenment. He's yet to attain absolute enlightenment. So this is different. This is Dada Shri's perspective. So So, but then why are they claiming that we have also absolute enlightenment? He says even the fourth grader will say that, and the second grader will say that, and the one who is in everyone who has passed a certain level will say that. The college level people will also say that, and the PhD level. Nirvana means to be done with PhD. Then, so this is college level issues that are being discussed here. He still has something else to. This is the vision of the Gnani. This is not coming from Deepak Bhai. This is exactly what the other Shri has said. And so the Gnani is describing this from our 4 degrees of absolute enlightenment. And so then he can see everybody. What is Aham Brahmasmi? I am Brahma. Is this the same as absolute enlightenment? Then there are so many Mansud, then other saints in Islam. They've talked about it. In Gita, Akshar in the Gita. Kshar means to, Kshar and Akshar. And the once you come to Kshar, the Kshar means, Akshar means you are in Brahma, Brahman, B-R-A-H-M-A-N. And then you have to go beyond Brahma, beyond the self and the non-self. And then they say that when you recognize that the body is temporary and I am eternal, then you are just in the awareness of it. Beyond the awareness, you have to go a lot. And then ignorance has left, and now you come to the awareness that I am. When you see, and now when you be beyond knowledge and ignorance, then you come into Vignan. And that means that is where the beginning of the science of total. And then after Nirvana, there is Kevala Gnana, absolute enlightenment, and therefore there are two types of scriptures in the world. There is Jain Shastra, and then there is Vedant scripture. The Vedant scripture is the analysis through intellect. It comes all the way. Final analysis of Vedant is to come to the level of the self, and both of this, the Jain plus Vedant, is actually originally from Vedant, from the Jain also. From the Tirthankar, and in Jain, they talk about this is the self, and that is the life. When there is a live, living Atmagnani, once you attain the self, that is called the live, living path of the Gnani, and he makes you attain the S capital only, self only. Whereas in Vedanta, it is the modification of the intellect, although slowly. It is the analysis of the non-self complex, and to dissolve the non-self complex, the pratyakriti and the intellect, and he comes to the station where, and comes to Atmagnan level to the, and then afterwards, after they attain the self, they both of them join, and therefore they enter into the realm of the self. So in the Vedanta, the final sentence is neti neti. This is not Atma. This is not the self. This is not the self. And then they come here. And so Lord Krishna has said, that the entire Vedanta is of three characteristics of the prakriti. And so, and when the Vedanta ends, then the Gita of Lord Krishna starts. And beyond the Gita of Lord Krishna is the vision of the Tirthankars. Okay, so Krishna Bhagavan did talk about, actually Lord Krishna received this knowledge from Tirthankar by the name of Neminath, Lord Neminath. So, and now we're talking about the Siddhapad and Parampad and also the, what is Siddhapad? And Dada said, there's a third arti of Dada, the fourth arti of Dada, on the fifth arti, Parampad, Paramhamspad, and all those various stages. What are these in arti? In the first you get Kevala Darshan, absolute, that means you're free from all the worldly difficulties. That is called Kevala Darshan. Then there is Kevala Gnana, which is absolute enlightenment, absolute knowledge. This is, if you understand, just remember that in the Gnana Vidhi you get the hazy, indistinct experience of the self. And then as you remain in the five Agnas, you come to the full, the clear and the distinct experience of the self called the Spasht Vedan. And then slowly as you increase, and then you go towards absolute enlightenment, which is not possible. Kevala Gnana, absolute enlightenment is not possible. And therefore you have to be born in Mahavidyakshetra after one or two life. And there in Mahavidyakshetra, and then once through the darshan of Lord Simandar, that is the third station, that is the third leg of Shukla Dhyan. and you become absolutely enlightened. And then when all the other subatomic particles go away of the without karma, and then you get in nirvana, which is final, and then you get become established in Siddha Kshetra. Now Ramkrishna Paramhams, there is a lot of difference between Ramkrishna Paramhams and our Paramhams. This is I hear the same words. Ramkrishna Paramhamsa of Calcutta was a true saint, but Paramhams means Atmagnani is called a Paramhams. Paramhams means what? The absolute swan. Yes, his name is Paramhams means Agnani. The one who moves from inauspicious to the auspicious is called the swan house, and the one who comes from that duality to the pure self, then it is called the Paramhams. You know, this is mythological swan. It can separate the water from the milk. That is called the swan, the white swan. And so to separate the non-self and the self, it is called the Paramhams. And the good and bad, to move from the good and bad, and you know, to be in evil versus good, that is not called that. So he has now clarified some of the commonly used words in Dada Shri's language, and that was a beautiful Q&A, made it very clear. Now let's go to Ravindra Jain from Ahmedabad asking a question. What is the difference on the veil of obstruction of karma versus the natural flow of one's progression from a lower sense being to final liberation? Now, and depending on your development, you have a natural vein. When you arrive at the age of whatever in the karma avaran, the veil of karma is due to ego, and that is due to rag dvesh, whereas where the obstructions that are there in the natural flow of a living being on the path of liberation is not dependent on ego. It is naturally happening, like one sense being, two sense being, three sense being, four sense being, that is natural. So the avaran, the veil of karma, is due to ego, and so once he becomes a human being, once he attains the human life, and that's when the ego kicks in, and therefore the karma kicks in. And the other one is a natural flow from one sense, two sense, like the Darwinian evolution, and then he becomes human being. So that once he becomes a human being, and then the ego, the doership starts. Initially there is a mild doership, but then when he gets born in India, then his doership and ego is very heavy, and then he gets a very heavy veil of karma in India, and therefore his kashayas are also heavily developed. But in Akram path, we leave the veils of karma as they are. We burn off the seed of new karma, and we also break the veils of the normal path to liberation. And so three veils are broken, and therefore no new karma is charged, and you are given the exact keys of how to get liberated completely forever. And this is the Siddhi, the accomplished spiritual powers of Dada Shri. How many living beings are there in one human body? There is only one owner. It's like there are many other living beings in a human body. However, there is, you know, in a home, even if it's your home, there is a lizard, there is some cockroaches, there is some ants, but it's the name, you are the owner. In the same way, you are the owner of the body, but there are millions. There are so many other living beings in your body, are they not? Are they not one ends and two ends? No, they're not. There is a samujjiv, there is a tendency. So when you take out, you know, a phlegm from your throat and you throw it on the ground, then this little new life arises in the phlegm. So these are, you know, the Tirthankar Lord has described, even in your excreta, when it goes out, new living beings start. So there are infinite beings. Do they die and live and they die? So are we responsible for it? They die. This is the owner who becomes responsible. If you are not the owner of the body, then you are no longer responsible for whatever happens to the body or whatever happens through the body. So that is the answer to your question. He says, if the moment you become responsible, when you say, this is my body and I'm doing it, you have no responsibility when you say that this is happening and not the owner of this body. So he says, if you say I killed an animal, therefore you are the doer and therefore you suffer. But when you say this body killed the body, then there is nothing to it. So the next question is, all of this, so, so So the questions. What is the difference between questions from prajna and questions from intellect? The questions of intellects will not give you any resolution. The questions that are arising from prajna will give you resolution. So whatever you are saying is by work of prajna, isn't it? Dada Shri's entire vignan is prajna, says Deepak Bhai. And whatever questions I am asking, and this is all intellect. So in this is the intellect is asking and prajna is answered. So you are prajna, Deepak Bhai, and we are intellect. He says, rarely there may be some intellect, but mostly most of the force that is coming from that stage is of prajna only. So this is the meeting of Paramhamsa, where we are moving everything from the temporary to the permanent. And when the worldly satsangs are house kisama, they move you from the negative to the positive. Whereas here we are moving you from both the negative and the positive towards the eternal. So this is beyond virtue and vice, which is beyond sins and good deeds, into the eternal only. So, what is real parakram? What is real adventurous act of the purusharth of the self? Supposing you have a big knot of greed, or if you have a big knot of sexuality, if you have a big knot of pride and big greed, at that time when it expresses, these are very heavy knots, when it expresses, you just get slept. It is not an ordinary. In ordinary mistakes, you are aware. That is called purusharth. But when the very sticky, like a huge knot of sexuality explodes, at that time parakram bhav, which is the adventurous effort, it is the great adventurous effort from within, you did not let you not to not become Elisha or Michael at that time. He is the parakram. It is how can that arise? Very strong determination will, and also continuous awareness of this thing, that if I'm I do not want to enter into sexuality because I want to sit in opposition of sexuality, then because I know if I'm for sexuality is going to make me slip, and it's going to, so that means awareness, very strong decision plus strong awareness is strong, very strong decision plus very strong strong awareness is called parakram. Parakram means extreme adventurous effort. Is it? I guess I don't understand this. What is Shraddha and Pratiti? Shraddha means faith. Faith may stick and as well as fly off. However, Pratiti or conviction will never leave. Once you are convinced about something, it doesn't leave. Once you say, supposing you read the Gita, and then then you have faith on Gita, but then you read Vasishtha Muni and Vashishrama, and then he says, so wherever it sits, and then it leaves. Pratiti, once you have attained it, it never leaves. Like once you attain this, I am pure. Pratiti means I am that. Pratiti means I am that. That means I am that only. Is it called the right belief? Yes. Right belief is a little mild. We call it the absolute conviction that I am the Self. I am verily the Self, and I am nothing but the Self. So that is called the conviction or the pratiti. Pratiti can, once is exactness, once pratiti is established, it can never be removed. Whereas faith, once it's established, if you hear somebody else, your faith may go away too. So what is Samyak Darshan? What is Samyak Darshan? Right vision. It is Samyak Darshan is, Drashti is a vision. Darshan is more important. Drashti is vision, whereas Darshan is much higher. But because Drashti means, Drashti versus vision versus the real vision is much more. So there is a V small vision and there is a V capital vision. The V capital vision means even if you are very far away, you can see it. You can see it as it is. And that is knowledge based, Gnan based, whereas the other one is relative and it requires very subtle aspects of satsang. It requires something else. And then so when you get the vision that the Self is immortal, the Self is impenetrable, the Self is eternal, all the qualities, that remains. That is your vision. That is your... My question is, next question. What is the clear and the distinct experience of the Self, Spashtavedan, and how can it be described? And can you please tell me what it really means? Some excellent question coming from new people. Spashta means clear, touched, palpable experience of the Self. Supposing you are doing pratikraman, and something touches you. Supposing while you're doing doing pratikram, something touches you, and then you say something touch me. When you open your eyes, and somebody then when you open your eyes, when you close your eyes, somebody touches you. They don't know something touches you. But when you open something else, so that you know exactly. So there is something. When you say there is something, that is ashpasht, means it is unclear, distinct, hazy, indistinct, hazy. And when you want to know exactly in the relative, and when you touch it and you know exactly what it is, then it is real, then it is clear. And after this Gnanvidhi, you recognize that I am Michael, I am not Vijay, I am pure soul, I am not Michael. That is the understanding, that is the beginning of understanding. You can, and when that come into the experience, in the beginning it is called the indistinct, the hazy experience of the self. It's like this. Supposing it's like, you know, there's a huge block of ice lying next to you, and as you enter from heat to cold and you close your eyes, even if you're blindfolded, you'll know that there's a big block of ice next to you. And that, even though you have not touched the block of ice, you will experience the cold wind coming from that, from the ice block. And you can, you see, that is the unclear, unclear experience of the self. And when you touch the block of ice, that is the clear experience of the self. And then if you really become the block of ice, that is absolute knowledge. And then there is, I have another question, sir. In the Surat Jarman Jayanti, in between that time, I feel that I received knowledge in 2006, but sometimes when I go, before I used to become very angry, now there is very little anger. Now, if somebody tells me something, I'm dead, I'm the living dead. I feel like I'm not even reacting. And somebody tells me something, I'm not even paying attention to it. What is happening? He says, Deepak Bhai says, your awareness has increased. He says, and you see, supposing you have to listen to it. So he says, supposing your awareness needs to go up to 100, in the Gnanvidhi you get awareness up to 15 level. So if 13 or 14 level difficulties come, you will, he says, I feel a sense of Nirakurta inside. I am a state of total unaffected inside. And when you go to Shibir, your awareness will go from 15 to 25. And so if any worldly forces of 15 come, then you will be able to stay on top of it. So you will not have any suffering at all at that level. And therefore, this is awareness only. And the awareness may decrease and increase because it is a stage. And the awareness is in linked with the state and the force of karma. So in other words, depending on the force of the karma, the awareness may seem to fluctuate. And so, supposing you are at 25, supposing you get a force of 125, you will become disturbed. And then slowly as it decreases, so as the force of karma decreases up to zero, so even if it comes to two, then you will have very nice jagruti and awareness. Okay, then you are able to talk to Alicia from inside and say, you know, this is wrong, this is right, etc. But otherwise, the initial force of karma, so your force of karma is, it depends your ability to, regardless of the force of karma, you remain unaffected, then know that your awareness is at a very high level. But really, the awareness is not leaving. It says, I'm an interior decorated. And he says, you know, there are a lot of people working. Okay, I see some people, there's people do good work in interior decorator. Some people don't do it. Some other people are not doing it. I keep on listening. I don't like. Somebody is complaining. Somebody is doing this. Somebody this thing. I keep on listening only. But I feel like the events are coming and going. Events are, and so I'm just. He says, when people compliment me that I have done a beautiful job job of interior decoration, I remain unaffected. I am not affected. Dada Shri says that is called Atmagnan. This is the experience. He says when somebody compliments you, somebody says, what a beautiful interior decoration, you are not affected. That means recognize that now the initial conviction has gone to the level of the experience. And so before, and also the sense that I did all of this decorations. Now I have one more question. When I received the Gnana, I was a big devotee of Sai Baba. I feel like Baba has sent me here to you. So in every Poonam, every fifth full moon day, I wanted to go on the 15th, the full moon day pilgrimage. But I felt like I had the experience that Deepak Bhai is going to Shirdi. He's talking about the Shirdi Sai Baba. And the Deepak Bhai, and that was I felt like it was a big miracle for me. It was a yoga. He says, I felt like I had my full moon time, and I also worked with you, Deepak Bhai, that I got it. I also, at that time, after the Gnan, I read Charan Vidhi for 15 days. I was able to read it. Before that, when I read the Charan Vidhi, the Dada's photograph was in front of me at that time. For 5 I was smelling the flowers. When I was reading the Charan Vidhi, I could on the photograph of Dada, his garland. As soon as I start doing the start reading the Charan Vidhi, everybody in the home will get the fragrance of the flowers on the photograph of Dada. It happened 15 days. This happened. So is this the grace of Dada? Yes, I don't want anything. If you look, yes, you have the ashirvads. You have the grace of. And he says I came for the sthapna of Baba. He says these are all the blessings of the Gnani. All of these are very supportive for you on the path of liberation. You have great blessings of the of the celestial beings for this. I want your blessings too. I says I have booked a home in Adalaj. I want to come here. He says, I want to come here and live here only. He says, keep this as a base and then go to Ahmedabad and come back. I need your blessings. Jai Sachidananda. He says, keep this as a base. Akhilesh Kumar, next one from UP. The pure soul is the pure soul. And then the pratishthit atma, the discharging atma, the mechanical atma, the mixed atma, what is it? Is it the non-self complex? What is it? We call the pratishthit atma means I am antara is pratishthit atma. If you have a huge home, this is a day bedroom, this is a drawing room. But this is part of, this is pratishthit atma is as a head, and it is got mind. It is the non-self complex of the five senses plus mind, buddhi, chitta, and intellect, and the ego. It is nothing but I am antara. It's out of ignorance. If you believe that I am antara, that is called the pratishthit atma. You are giving life to antara, the non-self complex. Whereas I want to do this, I want to do it, I want to do it this way. This is how it should be. So it is associated with rag, dvesh, and ego, and it charges new pratishthit atma, and the charge collection, it is ready to give its effect in the next life. So today's antara is last life's charged atma, and so at the subtlest level, at the subtler level, there is MBCA, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, ego, and the gross speech, thoughts, and actions. So the gross, the subtle, the subtler, everything, the subtlest ego, the subtle ego, the subtler ego, and the charging ego is different. The charging ego has gone away in the Gnana Vidhi. The discharging ego, the three levels of discharging ego, the chit, the intellect, and the thought, speech, and actions of antara, they are all just dying, they are discharging, and slowly they will be settled with equanimity. Do you understand? Who does samayik and pratikraman and read them? The one who is to believe that I am Antara is now is recognized that that was the wrong belief, and now the very same ego, the very same one is saying now I am pure soul, and that is in, and that is now only on the second day of the moon. And from having attained the second phase of the moon, is asking for the pure energies to remain separate, and this will increase to the full moon level at 360 degrees, and it will become fully enlightened. And so this is Antaratma Dasha, the Antara Dasha, the middleman. So the task of the second phase of the moon person is, the one who is awakened is, to move towards the S capital self in total enlightenment, and all to settle the files with equanimity. And so make her do Navkalam, make her do the Namaskar Vidhi, make her do the, so, and do the Pratikramans for all the mistakes that she does, make her do the Samayiks. And so these are all, this relative is such that as you settle with equanimity in the Charan Vidhi, you move more towards the S capital self. Any other questions? No other questions. Next one. Florin Kumar Dubey from Coimbatore. Somebody from Coimbatore, South India. Okay. People are coming from all over the world now. All over India. What is the differences? Vinay, humility, Param Vinay, absolute humility. I am lower than a donkey. I do not have any knowledge. I always have the intent that I don't have any kind of knowledge, that I am worse than a donkey. Why are you keeping such intentions? Why are you having this kind of... Please, I am Ravi Dubey, and my wife and wife Sunita Dubey have come to you. But I, why is, do I have to keep this? I am lower than a donkey. This kind of intention. I am without intellect. I am slower than the lowest. I don't have any knowledge. Instead, why don't you say that I do not have any knowledge of the S capital self? Because you are going too heavily into this. When your ego is very bouncing very high, that is when you have to apply these kind of sentences. Otherwise, you'll get too depressed. So when your ego is flying very high, that's when you have to say, I'm lower than a donkey, I'm not good. But otherwise, if you just keep on repeating this sentence that I'm lower than a donkey, then it will drive you in the wrong directions. Instead, why don't you say that as far as the self is concerned, S capital is concerned, I do not know anything about the self, and therefore I want to know about the self, and I want to move in that direction. So, I say, whatever knowledge that I know about the world, that is all relative, and I want to know that knowledge which is eternal. And if you keep on saying this too much, you'll get depressed, and you'll enter into depression. We want you to be normal before you receive this gnana. This is okay for somebody who is flying very high with ego, but if somebody who has gone down too much, then we'll need to come. So we need to be in the relative. We need to be at the normal level. Neither below, neither too depressed, nor too elevated. And in the real, of course, you have to. The real is there. Next question. Do you have any other question? Do you want to ask anything? No, okay, I'm gentle. Just right now, don't know. Now you're at the right place. Just be yourself. Right now, you don't need to say you're like lower than a donkey. Now just say that I just want to know the self. I want to have the pure soul. I want to have, and I want to finish all my accounts with equanimity, and I want the energies to accomplish that. Yes. The next one. The changing the cassette. Next one, Bikhalal Pandya from Bhavnagar in Gujarat. Million namaskars to you. Jai Sachidana. What do you want to ask? Shall I speak in Gujarati? Is it okay? He started speaking in Hindi. I went to Navratri Garbhas, the nine nights of the... I went there. Somebody Mataji and took hold of the body of a woman. Why did I start shaking? Because Mataji entered my body. The goddess entered. He says, so I came here for the self, because since then, since the goddess entered my body, I have a spoiled temperament. He says, I have become mentally unstable since the goddess entered my body on Navratri night. And Deepak Bhai says, there are all these obstructions will be. He says, because you say that your forefathers are bothering you, or some evil spirit has taken hold of you, that is all doubts, and therefore then you will start believing that. However, do you think that your forefathers come to bother you? They have already taken them gone. A lot of Indians believe that because you are suffering because your forefathers enter your body and they are bothering you. So these are all wrong beliefs. And so, many times, he says, when I become very angry, people think that I'm possessed by an evil spirit, so they beat me up, they bother me and they beat me. So I said, okay, sir, let me come here and get the right knowledge. Or how long are you going to be here? I'm going to take Gnan tomorrow. Are you going to be here day after tomorrow? Tomorrow take Gnan, and then Monday morning you just take the Gnan. There is, don't be in a hurry to go back to Gavavnagar. Meet me after the Gnan, and then just get yourself cured here, and then leave, then go. Get your, just wash off all the junk here, be free from all the disease, and then go. Yes, Dada Bhagwan, yes. Yes, if I get your blessings, then my work will be done. I want to become the pure soul only. This is my only desire, to become the pure soul. I want to become the pure soul. I just want to become the pure soul. That's all. Nothing else.